here's a story from The World.
The Tokyo Olympics have been filled with upsets. Japanese tennis superstar Naomi Osaka was knocked out early. There were the Canadian women who took down Team USA in soccer. Ouch. And Italian sprinter Marcel Jacobs perplexing the odds makers, coming out of nowhere to win the 100-meter dash and the title of world's fastest human. But stop the presses on this one. France beating host Japan at its own game. The French judo team took gold in the first ever mixed event in Olympic history. Reporter Rebecca Rossman was not surprised by this. She checked in from Paris, explaining why.
August may be the official start of France's summer holidays, but this judo training center on the southern edge of Paris is staying open. Tonight, it's at max capacity.
Le dojo, le petit dojo, et il y a un grand, grand dojo.
Instructor Raymond Demonier shows me the dojo, a rectangular mat that takes up most of the floor space.
Alors, je serais incapable de vous dire pourquoi, mais ce sport...
Demonier says... I can't explain why, but France has always excelled at judo, which is good for us, he says. A group of 40 men of all ages pair up and begin the first exercise. Almost all these men are black belts. Their goal, pin their opponent to the ground using precision and power. Or as this man puts it.
So it's sort of like dancing with somebody who's trying to kill you.
That's Sebastian Smith, a journalist based in D.C. who gave up a part of his Paris vacation to train here.
I was here last week, and I'm still aching from then. So everybody here is at a higher level than me.
With nearly 600,000 registered players, or judokas, across the country, judo is one of France's most popular sports. How that happened may be somewhat of a mystery, but a lot of credit is given to French parents who are attracted to the sport's strict moral code that teaches 8 values, including respect, modesty, and self-control.
But you learn to respect your opponent. Your opponent is, before being your opponent, he is your friend.
34-year-old instructor Roman Pousson estimates 80% of French kids have at least dabbled in judo.
For every children, it's a very good sport. I'm the first to advise parents to put their children in judo, but till 10 years old. After, it's better to let them choose what they want to do.
Those that do choose to stick with it have some of the best coaches in the world. Pousson sent 2 of his students to this year's summer games. One of them has already taken home a silver medal. Overall, France won 8 judo medals, including 2 golds, and delivered a shocking upset to Japan on its home turf. They were given a hero's welcome when they returned to Paris. The most recognized player, Teddy Riner, took home a gold and a bronze medal, making him the highest medal earner in judo history. Back on the dojo in Paris, there's a young athlete training to beat that record.
Le fait de gagner des compétitions, ça donne envie.
Kayla Issoufi, only 20 years old, says she trains here 8 or 9 times a week in hopes of winning a gold medal on her home turf when Paris hosts the Games in 2024. For The World, I'm Rebecca Rossman in Paris.